Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WTL repeater.
WI2M listening.
Kilo Echo 2 UFO Romeo listening.
There a station?
Yes, KE2CUR listening.
Okay, good morning. Is it Kilo Echo 2 Charlie Echo?
Kilo Echo 2 Charlie Uniform Romeo.
Okay, got it. KE2CUR, good morning to you. This is WI2M returning. Name is Joe.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today? Beautiful day so far. Just checked my radio, trying different antennas. And I know I could reach Glen Oaks repeater. Figured I'd give it a shot. Just using a little wired antenna.
Okay, well, you're definitely making it. Just a little bit of noise in the background, little fried eggs, but good copy, solid copy. Instead of wire antenna. What's the QTH and power output, that kind of thing, and kind of wire antenna you're using? What's the
Currently, I'm on my HT. It's TYT 390 plus 10 watt. The lead is, I have a 16 gauge, which is one side of my dipole is 16 feet, the other one's about 35 feet.
Okay, you said TYT MD390, is that the radio?
Yes, that's correct. MD90 plus, the 10 watt. I'm putting out 10 watts. Realistically, more like 6-7, but close enough.
Okay, great radio. Yeah, no, those radios that advertise 10 watts rarely put out 10 watts. But yeah, you're right, probably around 7, because I've seen a lot of videos on those types of radios, and they average around 7 watts. And yeah, dipole antenna, so you've taken an HT and turned it into a base radio. And the final opponent is QTH, relative Glen Oaks.
I apologize. Right, currently I'm mobile in Whitestone. Right off of the Cross Island Parkway, Francis Lewis. So it's got good range.
WI2M returning. All right, I misunderstood you. I thought you said dipole. So you're in the mobile. So what kind of mobile antenna?
Actually, no, it's correct. It is a dipole. I'm on my HT outside in the backyard. I created the dipole inverted V with it. So I guess I'm not mobile, but I'm stationary outside of the HT. I apologize. Very new with this. Not too long that I get my general. And just learning all the words and just keep trying and practicing.
Okay, very good. Welcome to the hobby. Yeah, you're doing good. You took an HT. Yeah, like I said, you've made it more. You've extended the range. Yeah, I'm in the mobile. I'm on a Yaesu 8900R, which is a quad band FM radio, and just a basic 2 meter 440 vertical antenna for the car.
Well, Joe, I definitely appreciate the. And one of the meetings. I just joined recently, and a lot of learning to do, but having a lot of fun so far. I'm going to say my 7-3s on your final. KE2CUR. Back to you.
Hey, very good. Yeah, nice to meet you. Welcome to the club, to the hobby. and we'll see you at one of the functions. Look for me. WI2M is clearing with KE2PUR. 7-3, and have yourself a good Monday. Yeah, beautiful day. 7-3, I'll be listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Morning. This is W2ROS, Ron in Milton, Vermont. Anybody around this morning?
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KA2G.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Thank you, B2CFC.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
W2OSR mobile.
MarkUnet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Somebody out there, KB2KH Mobile, the Salisbury, Shepard.
Blow me.
Well, I see you an asshole can hear me. KD2KH, standing by.
Hello, Golf 2 Radio, Yankee 5G.
Cock, cock.
This is Danny Gilbies. This is Sammy.
Blow me.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to see if I was getting out, so thank you very much, and have an excellent day.
Your wife's getting out, spreading her legs. She gets great head.
Yeah, they say the best thing you could do is just ignore the jabber.
Slow me, fuck you. Get away, motherfucker.
73 KG2RY QRT.
69 QSUK.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WVL repeater.
Wherever you are. Something about 27, I heard. Yeah, not quite making it. Hold on one second. Let me try some. Waiting for if it's you.
You're coming in much better, but I'm climbing uphill from the Shinnecock sign at Route 27, next to 65. You know, I'm out there a ways.
Yeah, okay. No, I just switched over to Middle Island. It seems to be a little bit less troublesome.
it seems to me like it's got a little less range lately.
It works. Anyway, did have fun.
Well, the ferry ride was a little rough, but it was short. Didn't have time to have lunch in Shelter Island, so nice day for a ride. Nice day, I guess.
Yeah. Certainly a beautiful day for us. The humidity's gone down, and actually, I guess so is the heat. Yeah, I've gone through that batty area again. Anyway, Jordan was having a little bat problem here, and apparently my battery's in shape. Because it's like me, it's getting old. WB2ZS, did you manage up a little bit onto Sunrise, maybe? Okay, WB2ZS.
KD2AK, Charlie, you still out there?
That was me just trying again. Exit 64, and yeah, it feels like the Middle Island just dropped off dramatically.
Charlie, you have my phone number?
No, I don't.
Do you have a copy of the Weimark Cruiser? Rooster? Roster?
I should have it in my email. I'm currently driving, though.
Alright, when you get a free chance, pull up the front page under chairperson, under donation, is my phone number. If you give me a call, I got a silly question to ask you. No hurry, but when you get a chance. Today, tonight, tomorrow.
Absolutely, I'll get you. I'm actually going to hear a little bit now. Sorry, Jerry. I'll let you go.
Hi, Charlie. What do you mean, CZS? It was Rooster?
Well, I can hear you much better now.
Well, I'm in sort of that gray area between both repeaters.
All right. Yeah, normally I'm good, and it gets a little spotty when I get way out like in East Hampton, but, yeah, I'm sort of an area that should have been covered fine. Don't know what's up, but well, it's still much better than the old days.
I got you.
All right, I wasn't on much this week. I was off all week, and working harder than work at home. Always the case.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just couple of minutes out from the house. Jim's been doing a little bit of running around this morning.
All right, I'll let you go then. Only a few minutes out from my next stop anyway. So I'll catch you again. You look at the KD2 Clear 73.
Okay, I'll be back on the road. WB2ZS.
Thank you.
FlyMarkInfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. FlyMarkInfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2OSR Mobile.
KD2KNH, WA2ZSM.
KD2KNH, WA2ZSM.
Sue, you didn't have the field day. I'm looking for you.
Hey, John, how you doing? We had plans, and I couldn't quite get out from underneath it. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yep. Tell me what we need.
Sounds good. Is it very windy where you are, John?
Yes. Even Sunday, packing up. Extremely windy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my wife and I took some time out, and we were working in a vegetable garden. We have all these big 18-inch pots.
And it's flying all over the place, John. It's unbelievable. But at least it was in 96. Thank God it was a lot cooler.
Yes, it was. Up to 13 and 20. I've got to run upstairs. I'll catch you a little bit. I'll be back. KD2AK.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. KD2AKXWA2ZFM. Have a great night. K2KND, Rich, are you around? WA2VFM. Don't. KD2KHWA2VFM, are you hiding? KD2TK listening. Good afternoon.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Today. We got Freddie here on Long Beach. Long Beach, Long Island, who do we have out there today, gentlemen?
KD2ZNK, Valley Street.
This is WPBZ 470, Long Beach, Long Island. Winds gusting up to 40 to 50 miles an hour at this time.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2L repeater.
And 2VH Z-Mobile listening. And 2VH Z number 2 Victor Hotel Zulu Mobile listening. N2VH Z-Mobile listening.
W-A-2-B-S-M. A2KNB, WA2BFM.
ABC, just have to be aware we start the net in 2 minutes. Hope everything is good.
USL, and I'm aware that the net's going to be starting a few minutes. Yeah, I just want to say hello and make sure that you're well.
Yeah, we'll come down to field day. Interesting.
It is, but unfortunately that's not the only day that I have free with my wife to go and do some. We had obligations, but I wish I had the opportunity. It would have been nice.
Yeah, so you can close up in 40 mile an hour gusts.
Well, you also forgot about, if it was outdoors, the schwitzing quotient.
No, the lightning was more important than the schwitzing.
I'll let you get ready for the net. Just good to see you. Just want to say hi. Stay well. We'll talk to you real soon. I'll just be listening to the net. WADFM.
All right, Stu, K2KND.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Lime Information Net, held every Monday evening on this repeater at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Harry, KC2FYJ, and I will be net control for this evening's net. Before we begin, are there any stations with emergency traffic? The purpose of this net is to announce information of interest to LIMARC, its members, and the amateur radio community in general. Everyone is welcome, and you do not be a member of LIMARC to check in. We will check in by category. The categories are officers, board members, committee chairs, K calls, W calls, N calls, A calls, Echolink, IRLP, and Fight All Star check-ins. When I announce your category, please give your call, and if you have traffic for the net, please state with traffic. Should you miss your category, there will be an opportunity for late check-ins after any track has been passed. I will now take check-ins for the net. The first category of check-ins is officers and board members. All LIMARC officers and board members, please check in now. This is KC2FYJ.
This is KC2KND with traffic. Good evening, Harry.
WB2KOUC with traffic. Good evening, Harry.
DBT, evening, Harry.
82, GXL, evening, Harry.
The net recognizes K2KNB with traffic, WB2KWC with traffic, KC2CBT, and KD2GXL. Are there any other officers and board members evening wishing to check in? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the next category, which is committee chairs. All LIMARC committee chairs, please check in now.
This is 2R2.
W2MI.
The net recognizes N2RQ and W2MIT. Are there any other chairs wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. Next, I'll take check-ins from all call signs beginning with the letter K. All K calls checking in from the Glen Oaks repeater, 14685. Please check in now.
KB2OIE, Kilo Bravo 2, Oscar India Echo.
Good evening, this is Kilo 2, Juliet Bravo Charlie.
Kilo Bravo 2, HQ.
The net recognizes KB2OIE, K2JBC, and KB2HHU. Any other K calls checking in from Glen Oaks?
KD2AKX.
KD2AKX recognized. Any other K calls from the Glen Oaks repeater? Nothing heard. We'll move on to K calls from the Selden repeater, 147375. Please check in now.
K2BCB, kilowatt 2 Victor, Charlie Victor.
KC1SAM.
K2 Echo Papa Papa.
The net recognizes K2PV, KC1SAM, and K2EPP. Any other K calls checking in from the Selden repeater? Nothing heard. We'll take K calls from any other input. Any other input K calls, please.
K2TGW.
The net recognizes K2TGW. Are there any other K calls wishing to check in tonight? Nothing heard. Next, I'll take check-ins from all call signs beginning with the letter W. All W calls checking in from the Glen Oaks repeater, 14685. Please check in now.
WA2RAS.
WA2RAS recognized. Any other W calls checking in from the Glen Oaks repeater?
WA2SUH.
WA2SUH recognized. Any other W calls from the Glen Oaks repeater? Nothing heard. Moving on. W calls checking in from the Selden repeater, 147375. Please check in now.
WB2BZ.
WS2N.
WB2BEZ and WS2N recognized. Any other calls checking in from the Selden repeater? Nothing heard. Any W calls checking in from any repeater input? This is KC2FYJ, net control for the Limark Information Net. Next, I will take check-ins from all call signs beginning with the letter N. Any input? All N calls, please check in now.
ZUC.
N2IC.
The net recognizes N2ZUC and N2ICD. Any other N calls? Next, I'll take check-ins from all call signs beginning with the letter A. All A calls, please check in now. Heard, are there any Echo Link check-ins this evening?
KD2ESY. Is WIN, no traffic. Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Romeo Alpha.
The net recognizes KD2ESY, WI2N, and KE2ARA. Any other Echo Link check-ins this evening? Nothing heard. Are there any IRLP check-ins this evening? Anyone checking in via All-Star this evening? Are there any other stations wishing to check in this evening?
Net Control.
Station, go ahead. This is Net Control.
We got Kilo, Delta 2, Victor, Oscar, Kilo checking in. Mobile.
KD2VOK Mobile recognized. Any other stations wishing to check in this evening? All right, we'll do a late check-in after we handle traffic. There are two stations with traffic this evening. The first is K2KMB. Richie, go ahead with your traffic, please.
All right, thank you, Harry. Lost my voice there for a moment. This is K2KMB and Joel. So, field day was an interesting 2 days. Saturday, the X nearby, and we shut down for a while. There was also the threat of lightning on Saturday night. We didn't shut down, but we Definitely aware of it. And we do have a safety officer, and safety officer said, lights 8 miles away, we shut down. And so they had me shut down. Sunday, closing up, gusts of wind up to 40 miles an hour, which was very interesting, taking down and trying to speak into each other. But it's a beautiful sight down there, and it was kind of a different weekend than we had last year, where we had tons of people from the community walking around. And I think what happened, this was a camp go-away weekend. Saturday and Sunday for camp, and parents were home taking care of that. This is a month in which there's 5 full weekends. Field Day is always the 4th full weekend. So I think that when Field Day ends, when Field Day is actually later, you're already off to camp, parents around, siblings, whatever. So I don't know, but it's a beautiful sight. I also wonder whether for some people it seemed a little far out of the way, because it's a little further east than most people would normally have gone, and it is about an hour or so south of Merrick Road, the Merrick Drop. Nonetheless, very, very important event. It's the one event in which we really ask membership and friends, non-members, to come down and participate, and particularly to help with setting up on Saturday and taking down on Sunday afternoon. It's difficult to have gone through so many hours and then have to take all the equipment and put it away. So we really need more help than we have, and we're going to work on some things. But it's a really important event. We hope that we're going to get more of you to come down. It's a beautiful site. It's a nice park right next to a pretty active marina. You drive through a very nice community in South Seaford. And just a very pleasant day, a lot of camaraderie, good food, but unfortunately a lot of food that went to waste because people just weren't there. So anyway, we're working on it, but we had a lot of fun, good group of people, and we hope that we're going to get more of you to come down next year. The board meeting for July will be on July 2nd. I just want to point that out. It's a change. Normally on a Wednesday, but I was not available. We'll be on Tuesday, July 2nd, 7:30. July 13th, July 12th, don't forget, we're going to do our second on Tuesday at 8:30 and 1.2 gig at 9 o'clock. And the reason we're doing that is it will give people an opportunity, number one, to get it on the air, and for other people to know just who has that equipment, and so that when you put out a call sign on 220 or 1.2 gig, maybe more and more people are listening. If the nets work out well, then they can become a larger type of a net with a question of something tonight, you know. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Something like that. Just a nice, fun kind of a net. But that will be on July 12th, 8:30 for the 220 net, and 9 o'clock for the 1.2 gig. And for those who sign in, hopefully we'll get somebody the net call for the following week, and each week the net control can pass that on to someone else so that it's not a burden to just one person. July 13th is the e-test session at Levittown Hall, and we're trying to figure out what else we might do. Maybe we can do something Kids Day because the pool is open there, and kids in there. We do have a very nice Limar coloring book now, maybe a little promotional item for us, and hopefully we can get the kids in there, and we'll get more about it as soon as we can. Maybe you have kids that you think might like to come down. You know, maybe we can get them on the air, maybe some introduction to not only ham radio, but to electronics, and maybe pique some interest. And finally, July 20th, we'll be at the Cradle of Aviation for the celebration of the 55th anniversary of Apollo 11. And we're on the air for probably about 6 hours. I think in the years that we're doing it, I think we're up to 1,000 contacts or something. It's not always the best propagation when we're on early in the morning on 20 meters, but we do 20 meters, 40 meters, and usually do a digital mode. So We'd love to have you come down, get on the air, so that one group of people doesn't have to deal with that. And you get into the museum, they let you in at no charge. And so it's a great museum, particularly love aerospace industry, Long Island being the birthplace of aviation, the cradle of aviation, as the museum is called. So mark that down July 20th. Finally, August 6th is our plan for the Limar picnic at Bethpage State Park. And we'll send out a notice about that. And we're going to try to get a little more accuracy in terms of whether you're going to come or not. If you're coming and you're going to have food, we're going to ask you to say, yeah, I expect to have food. You know, I'm coming. But check mark. I'll be there. I want food. Because we just keep buying food for people and then people that have even said they're going to come for one. I know we're not blaming, but they don't show up. And we don't want to be waiting for food. It just makes no sense. Anyway, that's everything. I think Ken may have some more to say about Field Day. No, he's going to say it about the computing app. But anyway, thanks everyone for checking. And thanks to all of you down. A special thanks to Rob, KC2ILP, the co-chairman, and to Peter Genova, KC2ZV, for all the hard work that they put to the planning and the execution of Field Day. It's a lot of work, a lot of equipment to be moved, a lot of done, and kudos to both of them. That's it. Back to net control. This is K2KNB.
Okay, Richie. Thanks for your traffic. The next station up with traffic, Ken, WB2KWC. Ken, go ahead with your traffic.
Okay. Thank you, Harry. Well, I guess Field Day is number one. I enjoyed Field Day. I missed some of the folks that who could not make it down. Hopefully next year you will join us. Unfortunately, because of computer issues, we had to log to either the computers at the individual stations or on paper. I need to enter the paper data into a computer and then merge the computer files, so I probably will not have any results on probably like the July board meeting. If I do get anything tentatively, I will put it out on the groups.io list. At Field Day, I had a little fender bender with Ken Kobedish's car. I'm feeling okay, just a little bit shaken, but you know, that will go away. Fortunately, nobody was in Ken's car. Hopefully, it is in good condition, and he can hasn't lost any use of the car. And as Richie mentioned, there is a computer net this Wednesday, so please join us. We will be talking about all things computer as usual. Well, we'll see you at 30 p.m. on Wednesday the 26th. 82FYJ, WBKW.
Okay, Ken, thank you for that traffic. Before I do a recap, are there any other stations that have traffic for the net this evening? Okay, nothing heard. Brief recap. Richie reported that Field Day was interesting this year. There were some lightning strikes, which caused the shutdown for a bit Saturday. And also there was lightning nearby on Saturday night, but it was far enough away that we did not have to shut down. Sunday there were gusts up to 40 miles per hour, which made for quite an interesting takedown. It was much quieter this weekend than last year, perhaps because it was the camp go-away weekend. Site is a beautiful location, but it is slightly out of the way on the south shore at the bottom end of Siemens Neck Road. Field Day is the one event that we really ask members and friends to come down, especially for help set up and take down. We needed more help than we had this year. Lots of fun was had by all who attended. Let's see. Board meeting for July will be on Tuesday, July 2nd at 7:30 p.m. July 12th will be a 220 check-in net at 8:30 p.m. And the 1.2 gig check-in net will be held right after that at 9 p.m. they turn out to be popular, we may try to set up scheduled nets on those repeaters. July 13th is a VE session at Levittown Hall. We may add some activity to the session. We're trying to interest younger kids in radio and electronics. July 20th will be at the Cradle of Aviation Museum for the 55th anniversary of the Apollo 11 flight. Those who participate get free entrance to the museum. August 6th is the planned date for the picnic at Bethpage State Park. We do want to know a solid estimate of the number of people who will be attending the picnic, because we don't keep wasting food that gets purchased and then not used and thrown away. Regarding Field Day, special thanks to KC2ILP and KC2CBT for their hard work in planning this year's Field Day. And then WB2KWC reported that Field Day was very enjoyable. He missed many who weren't able to make it this year. Then due to some network issues, we had to log to individual computers and or paper logs. As a result of that, the results will probably not be available until the July board meeting. Also reported a fender bender between his car and Ken Kovetich's car. Fortunately, no one was in Ken's car, and Ken is all right. A little shaken, but all right. And then this Wednesday will be a computer net at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater. At this time, I will take late check-ins for the net. Are there any late check-ins this evening?
KD2AKX to net control.
Go ahead.
Harry, inquiry about the picnic. Did you say it was on August 6th?
That is what Richie reported, yes. Is that an issue?
It's a Tuesday.
All right, that would make it August 4th then. Which is interesting. August 4th would be, my confusion, no problem, catch you candy.
82AKX.
Okay, thank you for that correction, and I will correct the notes in the net report. August 4th is the planned date for the picnic at Bethpage State Park. Okay, once again, any late check-ins for the net this evening?
Harry, I just wanted to add a little bit of information.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, just that there were many, many people who put in a lot of hard work for the field day, but in the terms of this particular internet, I just want to mention the two committee on the website in the next day or so. I'll get the list up there, but many people contributed, many people on the committee. It just wouldn't without them, and we greatly appreciate their help, and we will link on the website, K2KNB.
Okay, thank you for that addition, Richie. And one last time, are there any late check-ins this evening?
Here is Kilo 2,
checking in.
Well, there were two check-ins and you doubled with each other and I couldn't make out either of them, so would you please try again?
Kilo 2, Echo Papa Mike.
Okay, K2EPM is recognized. I know there was another station as well. Would you please try again?
K0GIO.
And K0GIO recognized. One last time, any other late check-in? Nothing heard. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in Limark InformaNet for their participation and support this evening. If you were listening but did not check in, please feel free to check in next. Richie, I know George didn't check in. Will we be running Swap and Shop this evening?
Yes, George is still on weather swapping it this evening.
That time complete.
Okay, the Limark Swap and Shop will begin at the conclusion of this net, and Swap and Shop will be followed by Radio Newsline. The net is now closed at 8:58 Eastern Time, 73. This is KC2FYJ, Net Control. Please join us again next week at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the next edition of the Limark Information Net. Good night, everyone. Richie, K2KNB, frequency is yours.
Hi, thank you, Harry. And this is Richie K2KMB subbing for George, KD2FIU. If at any time during this net you have a message before the breaking the frequency, and that will be turned to pass on your traffic. This Limox Swap and Shop meets every Monday night after the net for the purpose of buying, selling, and trading amateur equipment and certain related items that make sense for the buying of the net. If you have traffic for the net, please indicate with traffic. We'll take call signs beginning with the letter K. If you do have something for sale, please be prepared to give a price. That always helps. But telephone number, contact information, whatever necessary. So this time we'll take all K calls that would like to sign in the Mark Swapper Shop.
AC2FYJ supporting.
K2EPNO traffic. KB2OIE supporting.
WI2M, no traffic.
KB2ESY supporting. Ricky, you're cutting out a lot tonight.
Let me pause there for a so we have KC2FYJ, K2EPM, by the way, Ed is the proud father of an Eagle Scout at this time, Ed Jr. KB2OIEWIQM and KD2ESY. And KD2ESY, did you say you had some want for the net? No, maybe I was sort of. All right, anyone else that would like to sign into the Lime Barber Shop?
KD2GXL. We're saying you keep dropping out, Rick.
I'm sorry, that I'm dropping out? That's interesting. Okay, I'm sorry, is that what he
said? Yeah, that's what he said. He said you keep dropping out. You keep breaking up.
Okay, stand by a second. Okay, I'm back now. Well, that was pretty... All right, let me make sure I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here. All right, make sure to lock down those buttons on your transceiver. All right, anyone else that would like to sign into the Limox Swap and Shop? Okay, Limox has some items that we want to sell. We upgraded some of our equipment. We want to get rid of some of our other equipment. The first piece of equipment that we have will be the ICOM 306 Mark IIB. This is a 2-meter, 440, and HF radio. Very nice radio. We use it many times, but we want to upgrade. And we're going to be looking for $450 for that radio. All these radios are in working condition. If there's any problem, there's no that we know about with all these radios, but things can happen. The next radio that we have is a Yaesu 857, which is also a 2-meter 440 and HF radio. And again, in excellent working condition, all these come with power cords and Anderson power poles on the end of the cables. And for the 857, we're looking for $500. And again, this is club equipment. You know, think about that. I don't think I'm high prices, but think about that. You know, it's going to the club, not to anyone else. The next radio that we have for sale is a Yaesu 847. I think you've seen them up on eBay. Sold, not just listed, but sold for $700 and $800, and we've looked to get $600 for that. That is an HF radio, and I think it also has 2-meter and 440 on it. But that's a real base station type, though. Excellent condition. All these radios come with the mic and the power cord, so we'd be looking for $600 for the Yaesu 847 base station. We have a couple of tri-band beams. But actually four tri-band beams, and I guess be into it if you really want those, but they're all three elements, tri-banders, 10, 15, and 20. We have two Mosley TA-33 juniors, TA-33 juniors, and we're looking for $150 each for those. And then we have what's called a System 3 or a System 33, and I was trying to check with Jerry on manufacturer, but they're just called System 3 and System 33. They are also tri-banders. What makes them very nice is that they're held on by clamps, by clamshells, we call them. And so they're very easy to assemble and disassemble. And, for example, the juvenile has a rubber gasket because you don't want that grounding to the boom. And so it's very simple to identify things. Again, that's the antennas that we used to field there for the last few years. We're looking for $150 for those. We also have some sections of Rome 25 tower. Let me stop. We have three towers. So the two 10-foot sections and the top mast, which brings it up, I think, to about 20 feet. And we go for $200 for the three sections. That's probably a good price. Anyway, I think we have two of those for anyone's interest. So now we have the whole caboodle for you. We got the tower, we got the beam, and if you need coaxial cable, we still have coaxial cable for you. So we are the all-in-one stop shop for your beam need. Anyway, if you're interested in any of those things, email me, k2knb@limark.org, or you can call me at 516-650-7581. Okay, at this time, is there anyone else that has a listing or one or question? Okay. So, as George is saying, we wish George a speedy recovery. And we'd like to thank KC2FYJ, K2EM, KB2OIE, WI2M, KD2ESY, and KD2GXL for check-in. This net will be powered by Radio Newsline. I need about a minute to get that set up. 7-3 to all. Be safe out there. And that's it. K2KMB closing this net at 2109. 7-3 to all.
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2134, with the release date of Friday, June 21st, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following QST. NASA's got good copy on the Voyager 1 space probe. The U.S. military vows to be more aware of hobbyist balloons. And another electronics retailer is shutting its doors. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2434 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Our top story takes us into deep space. Few things are more frustrating than not getting clear copy on a signal. But when it's being sent by Voyager 1, some 15 billion miles away, and it's garbled, it's a matter of serious concern. NASA reports that Voyager 1 is back in action on all four instruments. Ralph Squillace gives the details.
Launched in 1977, NASA's deep space probe Voyager 1 had more than outlived the space agency's expectations for a useful life. Nonetheless, when some of its transmission came in garbled last November, NASA believes this might signal the end of usefulness for the farthest-traveling human-made spacecraft. Scientists were wrong. Various media reports say that Voyager 1 has returned to sending data on magnetic fields, plasma waves, and space-bound particles just as before. Popular Science, in its June 14th report, called it the little spacecraft that could. That turnaround didn't happen overnight. In April, the Voyager team was able to collect some engineering data, which gave hope that the Part 6 could reestablish full functionality. In May, two of the four equipment arrays were brought back into service. Additional maintenance is said to be needed, but on the matter of usable science data, it is good copy all the way. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6, ITV.
Another beloved electronics retailer in the U.S. is closing its doors after 75 years in business. Sell MB, KB3TZD, has the details.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
75 years ago, businessman John Ahijan opened the doors of his new business, the You Do It Electronics Center in Needham, Massachusetts. Its highly visible neon sign was well known among hobbyists and those in search of buying electronics and electronics. Businessman died in 2022 at the age of 94. But the store, which employed many of John Ahijan's family members, continued to attract loyal shoppers. Apparently, the draw wasn't enough. On the 13th of June, the business sent customers an email announcing it would be shutting later this year. According to the website Boston.com, which carried the news, customers went on social media to lament the impending loss, telling stories about how they would seek out tips, advice, and spare parts at the store. The website quoted one longtime customer, Alex Guaraldi, who called the business, quote, a better version of what Radio Shack was back in the day. The website also quoted Stuart Broorson, an electrical engineering professor at Northeastern University, who blamed the internet for the store's demise, saying that larger retail outlets are capable of overnighting on cheaper components and equipment. Until its doors close permanently, the store's inventory, office furnishings, and even its shelves be offered for purchase at big discounts. The SLMB, KB3, TZD.
A past winner of Newsline's International Newsmaker of the Year Award has been among those chosen for the Yasme Foundation's Excellence Award, which recognizes exemplary operating, technical, and organizational accomplishments. Congratulations, Raisa Skrinikova, R1BIG, who is being honored by Yasme for her YouTube channel, YL Raisa, which educates and entertains its more than 15,000 subscribers and spreads goodwill by welcoming newcomers to amateur radio. Raisa was last year's recipient of the International Newsmaker of the Year Award from Newsline. Other winners include Randy Hall, KSUBGE, who is being recognized for his substantial library of YouTube videos, and according to Yasme, exemplifies the ham radio mentor. Rudy Severns, N6LF, is being honored for the revisions and extensions that has accomplished the ARRL antenna book in its chapter Effects of Ground. He is credited with helping to open up the 630 and 2200 meter bands as the holder of an experiment.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
The 630 and 2200 meter bands as the holder of an experimental license. Philip Gladstone, N1DQ, is being recognized for his role in citizen science and ham radio. The Glad bears his name. Philip is the creator and the maintainer of the PSKReporter.info website, also known as the Digitode Automatic Propagation Reporter. Finally, Paul Schreier, HB9DST, or A1MI, is being honored for his active role in Summits on the Air and his efforts as a board member of the Helvetia Telegraphy Club. He is also a top organizer of many events, including the World High-Speed Telegraphy Championships held in 2012. In many parts of the world, amateur radio is moving in sync with Mother Nature, finding its way increasingly outdoors. The first weekend in June seemed to be a worldwide celebration of operating from mountains and other summits, and here in the U.S., an organized group of YLs established a new tradition. We hear about it from Andy Morrison, K9 AWM.
Never mind playing King of the Hill. Paula, K9IR, Amy, AG7GP, and a few dozen YLs around the U.S., if not the world, were queens of the mountains. It happened on the weekend of June 8th and 9th, when it seemed that many of the more adventurous ham radio operators were heading to the summits. The pair were kicking off an inaugural YL Soda event to encourage women to try activating for Summits on the Air and to support one another in King summit-to-summit QSOs. Amy told Newsline she and Paula were inspired to try out this event after a group of 8 YLs activated a summit in July of last year during the Pacific Northwest W70 Soda Campout. Although near blackout conditions for radio posed challenges on the day, this was hardly the toughest obstacle that the YLs faced. Amy said many of the activators braved heavy rain, mud, poison ivy, and vehicle breakdowns. She told Newsline, quote, "Doing summits on the air, you learn to be prepared for the extra environmental challenges," end quote. Despite those challenges, or perhaps because of them, expect the Queens of the Mountains to be back on.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Or perhaps because of them, expect the Queens of the Mountains to be back on top next year. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Meanwhile, on the same weekend in Wales, despite seriously crowded band conditions, no one accused soda activators of hogging the airwaves. Going whole hog came afterwards as activators feasted during the third annual GW Soda S2S and Hog Roast, organized by Ben, GW4BML. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, services up this story.
Saturday the 8th of June dawned gray and damp, but actives' appetites were tacked for the day ahead, regardless. Sunshine eventually peeked through and the activators grabbed whatever spots they could find on 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and 40 meters. They listened for signals from their chasers as well as from one another. In a report shared with Newsline, Alan, GW4VPX, said that some of the operators reported more than 30 contacts, a mix of chases and summit-to-summit exchanges. Some activators had travelled a great distance from throughout England and Wales to participate. Almost everyone wanted to lock GB4HOG, the split event call sign of Richard,